Hey everybody, welcome to It's Just a Lot with Hannah Crouch. I am your host, Hannah Crouch, and I'm so excited you're here today. I want to take a second before we jump in to the topic for today's episode to thank everybody for all of the feedback that I have gotten on last week's episode, or not last week, I guess it was 2 weeks ago from when you're hearing this, but from the first episode. Guys, you were so kind. It really, like, there are not words to describe how happy, like, my heart was. I am so, like, I just don't have words, really, which is unusual for me because I normally always have words, which is why I started a podcast. But I'm a little bit speechless and a little bit overwhelmed by all of the support that I got. I obviously knew that some of my friends would listen to it and that people hopefully would enjoy it, but I had no idea exactly how kind everyone was gonna be and how, like, just the messages I was getting, like, they blew me away. So I just wanted to thank everybody for that because this is something I'm really proud of, and I am the kind of person where I always think that something I do is not great. Like, I always am just thinking of what could have been better and what I could have changed, and to just have people take it and love it so fully, it really means the world to me because this is something I'm honestly very proud of. So I'm just very grateful. So I wanted to thank all of you before we jump right in. That we've gotten that out of the way. Today we're going to talk about growing up. And I'm a little bit nervy for this because growing up is something that I think a lot about, and I feel a lot of feelings about it. When you guys are listening to this, my birthday is in 2 days. So I have been reflecting a lot on growing up and kind of childhood and all of those things, because on July 26th, I will be 17. And 17 is like a weird age, right? You're still a teenager, you're still, you know, a child kind of, but you're also a young adult at the same time. And for me, I know everybody's birthdays lie in different places, and I think where you are in school determines a lot of this as well, but I'm young for my grade, so I will be turning 17 in 2 days, and then I start my senior year in August, so kind of preparing for the last year of technical childhood, and also my last year of high school, kind of watching that come to an end, my high school years come to an end, preparing for adulthood. You know, I'm talking a lot about college and, okay, what comes after school and moving out of my parents' house and, like, my parents' house becoming my parents' house and not my house. It is a lot to think about. It's a really large scope of things, and I've just been reflecting a lot recently on that and how that makes me feel. I have the personality, I've always been the person that I am running towards independence. Like, I have been counting down the days till I turn 18 since I could count. Like, the day till graduation, the day till I'm an adult, till I can do this, till I can do that. Like, I want so deeply to be grown and to be independent, to be an adult, have all of those capabilities and those freedoms. I still feel that way a lot of the time. I am excited about adulthood, so I don't want to sit here and be like, I never want to grow up, which I might say that sentence in this podcast, I won't lie, but I don't feel that way. You know, I'm not looking for this Neverland or this, I want to be in high school forever. That is not at all how I feel. I'm excited about adulthood. I think it's important to prepare for that, and we'll talk about that today, but I do feel so deeply that, like, this chapter of my life that has just been my life is almost over. I've never not been a kid, you know, and the amount that you are a kid, the ways in which you are a kid change. I have a job, I have a car, I drive, there are things I have to pay for, you know, I navigate relationships. I don't feel like sheltered and protected and necessarily like super like I'm living like a child, but I know that I am. You know, I don't have to pay bills from, like, I don't have to pay rent. I don't have to worry about, okay, if I get into an accident, who's going to pay my medical bill? Like, if I get a flat tire, I call my dad, you know? I still am a child, and I know that. And so kind of just in this leading up for my birthday, I've been reflecting a lot on, like, what does it mean to grow up? What does it mean to watch your childhood come to an end and become grown? Like, what does it mean to say goodbye to my girlhood? Like, that's such a something. It's a little bit hard for me to talk about. I feel like I'm not gonna articulate maybe as well as I normally do because it's a little bit emotional for me. I'm a writer, and so when I find things difficult to process, I try to write about them, not in a journal type of way, but I always find some kind of outlet. And I was writing the other day about 17 and kind of what 17 looked like in media and in my own life and in the lives of my friends. And something that I kind of kept going back to was, this is going to be a year of last times. A lot of that comes with the fact that I'm also going to be a senior, which is also part of growing up. You know, you go into new seasons of school, things like that. And that's hard to look at for me. I am planning, fingers crossed if I get in, to go to a college in North Carolina. And so that's about a 9-hour drive from where I live now. And so knowing that it's the last times because of you know, I won't be in high school anymore, I won't be a kid anymore, but also I won't live here full time anymore. So this year kind of feels like I'm just going to be in preparation of saying goodbye. I'm going to be experiencing a lot of last times and preparing for a lot of first times. And a lot of my friends are a grade or a year or whatever older than me. So a lot of my friends just graduated this year and are about to go into their season of first times and what that looks like for them. They're going to be in college. They're going to be working full-time jobs. They're going to be doing all of these things. And I'm kind of going to be getting a preview of what my life is going to look like. A lot of my friends are staying local, so there's that level. But it is, so a lot of my friends I've known forever. I've lived in the same place since I was 6. My best friends in the world, I would say, I met them between the ages of 7 to 10, you know, depending on the friend. And that can be really weird and hard and exciting and all of the things because we're all watching each other grow up. And it's so crazy. Like, I was talking to a friend the other day who was like, yeah, like, my boyfriend, he just turned 18. And in my brain, for a split second, I was like, oh my gosh, like, he's way too old for you. Like, that's crazy. And then I was like, ooh, no, like, that's our age. You know, one of my best friends, she'll be 19 in September. So just the idea that, like, I am the age of, like, the kids I used to look up to when I was in middle school or early high school, it's all very strange. I don't feel like a senior. You know, I think you have this idea in your brain of what that's supposed to look like. I don't feel that way. I don't feel how I thought I was going to feel when I was 11 years old and I saw these, like, really cool older high school kids, like, I don't feel like that. But I also don't feel completely not equipped. Like, I don't feel completely unprepared. Like I said, I'm really excited about college. I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited to figure out what life looks like on my own. But it is also terrifying because I love to come home at the end of the day and go and sit on my parents' bedroom floor and talk to my mom for an hour about my day. And I like knowing that if my car breaks down, I can call my dad and he'll be there in, you know, max 20 minutes. I like being around people who know me so deeply. I'm also excited to be around people who don't and who will only know that age of me. I think there is something that comes when you know people for a long time where you maybe only know the version of them that you met, or they only know the version of you that they met. And that can be hard because when you grow up, so much changes. People that met me when I was 10 years old, like, obviously I'm different than when I was 10. I'm different from when I was 12. I'm different from when I was 15. You just change, especially like in high school, in your teenage years, all of that. You are constantly changing and constantly growing. We're figuring out who we are. And I think it's interesting, I'm starting to kind of hit that age where I think, like, my personality is kind of solidified a little bit, if that makes sense. Like, when I turned 16 last year, I remember looking at pictures from my 15th birthday and being like, wow, I'm so different. Like, it's only been a year and I feel like a completely different person. But when I look back on pictures of 16-year-old me, I can look at places I've grown, you know, things I've learned, my mind has changed about this, whatever, but I don't feel like that's a whole different person. I feel like it's the same person. Maybe a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser, a little bit closer to Jesus, but the same person. And that's interesting. It's also scary because when you're 8 and you're thinking about being a senior in high school or being 17, you're like, wow, she's going to be so different than I am. Like, I hope she's so cool. I hope she's so awesome. And you don't really know who she's going to be because everybody tells you how much that you're going to change. So when you're a kid, you don't know who grown-up you is going to be. But now I'm starting to meet her. I'm starting to meet Hannah and, like, Hannah forever. Like, this is the me that I'm going to have with me for the rest of my life. And I need to be okay with that. And when I see something in myself that isn't good, you know, something I have that I can work on, like, my only option is to work on it. It's not just going to go away by itself. And that's just a very strange feeling to know that my personality is here to stay. Hannah's not going anywhere. This is me. And I'm going to grow. I'm going to get smarter. I'm going to get better at things. I'll learn a lot. I know you changed so much in college. I know you changed so much in your 20s. I've heard all of that and I believe it and I'm ready for that. I mean, as ready as you can be, but I know that, like, childhood is over. Girlhood is over. I think there's such an attachment to, like, to girlhood and, like, the girls that I grew up with and, like, we were girls together. Knowing that, you know, that age is kind of gone and trying to figure out how to hold on to it without being a kid, because I don't want to be childish, but I want to be childlike, if that makes sense. You know, the way that we get so easily excited about things, or we're so quick to make friends with people, and we're not scared to ask questions, you know, all of those things that I think come with being a kid. Like, I don't want to lose that. And I could sit and cry and have fear and be unsure of what is about to happen in my life, all of those things, or I could just be really excited about it. And I'm kind of just trying to be really excited about it because I do have a tendency to get a little emo and to be in my feels and to write poetry and look out the window while it's raining and feel like no one has ever felt the intensity of emotion that I'm feeling. And that's just not true. Like, I know that that's not true. So I think it's important to feel my feelings, but also to move on and be like, it's going to be okay. I'm going to figure it out. Everyone else, all the adults that I've met, they've been 17 and they've come out okay. I don't know. It's just being this age is so strange. I feel like this episode, I did want it to feel a little bit more chill because it is just kind of me talking about something I'm currently experiencing, which is being in this weird growing up place, but I did just want to talk about it. I hope that some people feel what I'm feeling. If you're older than me, let me know, like, the feelings that you felt, you know, going into your senior year of high school, turning 17, 18, around that time. How did you feel? Like, let me know, because I want to know if other people feel this way or if people are just like, oh, it's my birthday. I am a crying on my birthday girl. I probably cry on every birthday because I just get reflective. And normally it's kind of just a mix of, like, happy and sad tears. But I always cry on my birthday. that is my life. So yeah, let me know if you're a crying on your birthday kind of person or not. That would be great. I would love to know that information. I want to know if I'm alone in that. But if you're younger than me and you're listening to this, or you're around my age, whatever, it's going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Like, it's really easy to get intimidated by, for me at least, I'll talk for me. For me, it's really easy to get intimidated by birthdays or back to school or just the world around us, the world we're coming into, what everybody says. You know, I'll look at people being like, in 5 years, this is what the workforce is going to look like, or this is what people are saying about this major and how employed they are, and, you know, this is the rent, and this city is this, and this is what it's going to be in 10 years, and that can be really overwhelming because they're talking about the world that we're about to grow into, but it doesn't have to be. People have been living and turning 17 and blowing out birthday candles since the beginning of time, and they were okay. Like, we're gonna be okay. This is not forever. This is not the end of the world. I'm trying to enjoy the almost silliness of being a teenager and kind of the all the feelings that we feel that maybe aren't even that important, but they feel so important, and that's okay. It's okay for me to feel things deeply. It's okay to cry on your birthday. It's okay to do all of those things. I do want to talk a little bit about reflecting on the past, because is growing up hard? Is growing up hard? I don't know if I'm alone in this. Maybe I am, but when I was younger, I just had such high expectations, I guess. I just thought a lot about older me. Maybe I'm a little bit self-centered. I could be a little bit of a narcissist, and that could be where that comes from, but I thought so much about me all the time. Not all the time. I wouldn't say in a bad way, but like I thought about older me a lot. And how to put this into words, I don't even know. Especially when I was like 11, 12, that age, I just thought about like 16 to 18 year old me a lot. I wanted to know what she was going to be like because it felt so far away. It felt like that was going to be a person I had no idea, like I didn't know yet, because the people that I saw that were 16, 17, 18, I felt like I couldn't do any of those things. Like, they were driving, they had jobs, they had boyfriends, they, you know, talked about things I didn't understand. Like, they just seemed so smart and cool and pretty, and I didn't understand how I could be that. And so the fact that one day I feel like as if I've just sort of blinked and now I am that person, and the idea that maybe some people see me that way, like, I don't know who you are listening to this, but if you know me, if you're younger than me, like, I don't know, you know, it's crazy to me that people look at me the way that I looked at those people, and maybe they don't, maybe I'm crazy and whatever, but I feel like they probably do. And that's wild, because I don't know, like, I used to see those people as so mature and so smart, and like, I don't always feel mature and smart. I don't always feel like I have all these answers that I thought these girls that were so much older than me had. And there are things that I thought at that age that I don't, you know, I've changed my mind about things. I believe different things. I wish I had done some things differently, wish I'd made some different choices, but ultimately, like, I would love to just meet, like, 12-year-old Hannah and just give her a hug, you know? I think I've learned as I've grown to have a lot of grace for myself in all ages. I look at, like, 8-year-old me and how I was so, like, angsty at a young age, and I was so loud and bossy and thought I was, didn't think I was better than everybody, but I wanted everyone to think that, because in reality, I thought I was worse than everybody. Like, I thought I wasn't interesting, wasn't exciting, like, there was no reason anyone would want to be around me unless I was in charge. So I wasn't very kind to people, in, like, elementary and middle school, honestly. Literally lied about everything all the time. For no reason. Just would, like, make up random stories, things like that. So I would want to see eight-year-old Hannah and just be like, hey, you are interesting. You don't have to yell at everyone to get them to listen to you. And then, like, age 10 to 13, Hannah, like, I know that middle school is rough for everybody, so I'm sure that people get this. If you're in middle school right now, I'm so sorry. Like, honestly, middle school is rough. I promise you, like, I pinky promise that high school is better. Academically, maybe it's harder, whatever, but high school is better, I promise. Middle school is awful. At least it was for me. Don't want to speak for everybody, But seventh grade was probably like the worst year. Like I would not wish seventh grade on my worst enemy. But I just want to like see 10 to 13 year old Hannah and just like give her a hug, like, and let her know it gets better. Because there were so many times where I was like, is this what life is like? Like, is this what life is supposed to be? Is it going to be like this forever? And if you're listening to this right now and that's how you feel, I want you to know that no, it's not how life is supposed to be, and it's not going to be like that forever. And yes, it will get better. There will be a day, and maybe it's 2 days before your 17th birthday, maybe it's when you're 15, maybe it's when you're 25, maybe it's when you're 50, but there will be a day that you look around and you realize that all of the days that you were like, I'll just do one more day, all of those days add up and they're worth it, and one day you will see that the life that you fought for is here. And honestly, like, I would tell 11, 12, 13-year-old Hannah right now that I'm so happy that she decided to just keep trying and to just keep going, and to not give up when I wanted to, because she didn't know it yet. 12-year-old Hannah didn't know it yet, but she was fighting for me. Like, she fought so I could get here, and she fought for me, so now I get to fight for her, and I get to, like, kind of heal, you know, that, like, healing your inner child. Sometimes that can be really cheesy, but I think it's important to know that, like, every age of you is still you, and every age of you still exists within you, and the you that existed in sixth grade still exists. She could be way far back there. She could be very different than you are now. You don't have to stay your sixth grade self, but like, all of that is still you. And when you were making the choices you made at 12 years old, that's still you, whether they were good or bad. I made some crappy choices in middle school. Like, I did not always do the right thing. I still don't always do the right thing. Like, there are times that I look back and I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I go to that thing? But ultimately, like, that person got you here. Like, Hannah at all ages got me here, and I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful that that's who I am. I wish I could give her a hug, though. I wish I could tell her it gets so much better and she's not always going to feel like she's fighting to survive. I don't wake up every day today and feel like I'm fighting to survive. There are some days where I feel that way, for sure, 1,000,000%. Not every day is wonderful and amazing and great. But ultimately, life now is not something I am fighting. I'm not up every day, you know, throwing punches. I'll go back to the last times that I was talking about earlier. This episode might feel like it's kind of all over the place because this is just me talking, but it is kind of because I'm in my feels about all of it. Not in a bad way, but just kind of in a moment of reflection. So I'm just kind of talking to y'all. I hope you just feel like we're friends, because we're friends. We are friends. Whether we are actually besties, or if we've met once, or if you don't even know who I am, we're friends. So I hope you just feel like we're kind of sitting on my floor talking. The last times. I need to center my mind a little bit. This birthday that I'm about to have is my last birthday as a child. So, like, that's already a pretty intense last time. But there's a lot of other last times that come in that, you know, my last first day of high school is going to be soon. And with your senior year comes all sorts of last times, you know, last first football game. And I cheer. And so, like, my last first practice, that was kind of at the beginning of the summer. You experience a lot of lasts. One of my best friends is moving to college this year, and she's staying local. Like, we're still going to see each other, but she'll probably move churches to be a little bit closer to her campus. We're going to be in different seasons of life. You know, she's going to have a big girl job and be going to school, and I'm still going to be in high school. Like, she's going to be at lectures and doing internships, and I'm going to be cheering at a high school football game. And I love cheering at a high school football game, but it's going to be strange to be in very different seasons. So kind of experiencing those last times with my friends, who a lot of them are a grade ahead of me or a year, a few years ahead of me. So kind of just seeing the end of so much. And with that, sometimes I feel I just see the end. I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is the end of childhood, the end of being a teenage girl, which I know that I'm still a teenage girl, but you know, oh, it's the end of this season. It's the end of all of this stuff. And sometimes it's hard to not see all of the firsts. Like, I'm going to be an adult soon, like a for real adult. And with that comes a lot of really scary stuff, but it's also so exciting. Like, there are honestly not worth, like, I'm going to experience real adult relationships and friendships, and I'm going to figure out kind of my place in the world. I'm going to go off to college. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to live in a new place. I'm going to do all of these really cool, exciting things. And to do that, like, to get to 18, to get to graduation, you have to do first day, you have to do 17, you have to take the steps. It's not just an elevator, you got to take every step. And right now I'm on a weird step, a little bit of a scary step, one that feels like it's about to go off of a ledge, but that's not the case. It's really quite a low level step on the staircase of life. So I hope that's encouraging a little bit. If you're in a similar season to me, which I know a lot of the people who listen to this podcast are in kind of a similar like age range that I'm in. If you are about to be a senior or about to graduate, not about to graduate, but like about to be a freshman in college, or if you're about to be a junior and that feels intimidating, you know, maybe you're in eighth grade, maybe you're getting ready for the end of middle school or the beginning of high school or wherever you are, you know, maybe you're about to graduate college. I don't know, none of my business. Wherever you are, I think getting older is scary all the time. Whether getting older to you means you're about to be a senior, or getting older means all of your friends are having babies, or getting older means you have gray hair, or getting older means you're getting braces. Whatever that means for you, you are getting older. I'm getting older. And that can be really scary, but it can also be a time to reflect on all of the things that have gotten you to this. You know, you've been getting older your whole life. From the second that we're born, we're getting older. My niece was born a couple weeks ago, and every day she gets a little bit bigger. Like, she reaches a new milestone, because when you're born, you immediately start getting older. You immediately start, you know, walking up that staircase, even though you're not walking yet, and you just keep on doing it. And we all keep on doing it. This episode of the podcast has been really, like, chill and laid back, and I know I've been a little bit all over the place and not as concise as I normally am and aspire to be. So if this was not really your thing, don't worry, please stick around. A lot of them will be a little bit more, not formatted, but I'll be a little bit more together than this has been. But if this was your thing, I'm glad that you're here. I promise I will also have a few that are like this, that are just a little bit more chill, more relaxed. I probably will do a part two to the growing up theme, because I have more to say about it that I think is helpful to talk about it and to process it. And I'll probably do one that is a little bit more formatted, I guess, and a little more concise, well-spoken, whatever word you want to use there. Growing up is weird. It's wacky. I will always be a crying on your birthday girly. I am super proud of all of the younger versions of all of you that have made it this far to bring you who you are today. I'm glad that all of you exist. I'm glad that all of you have kept on getting older. Getting older is a blessing. Even if blowing out birthday candles makes me a little bit emo, that's okay. I honestly, 17, it doesn't feel like it works. Like, it doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like it's something that fits me. It doesn't feel like a number that should be ascribed to me, but I'm glad that it is. I'm glad I've gotten here. I'm glad I've made it. Accomplished 17 years of life. Here's to many, many more, I guess. But I hope you all are doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in to kind of my just ramble and feelings about my birthday. I don't know how much more narcissistic you can get. But I hope you enjoyed it. It was kind of a different vibe than the first one that we had, but I want to give you guys a taste of all of the possibilities of this podcast. And this is a possibility. It's not my first, it's not my A-team, maybe, but I do think that they're helpful. I like just kind of turning on a podcast and listening to somebody ramble a little bit. If that's not your thing, that's totally fine. You can tell me if you want, if you need to get those feelings out, that's perfectly okay. But I hope you guys have the loveliest day. I will see you next time. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Episodes are out every other Monday. So make sure that you set a notification, set your calendar, tune in, because it's just a lot.